Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. But before we bring him on, we will hear a song selection. I don't know what it is that you guys are doing, but I strongly urge you to stop, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the song selection, the next voice you hear will be that of Brother Willie Bradshaw.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. And
it was your grace.
morning, everybody, everywhere. We're in Riverdale, and it's still pretty dark outside, and it's raining. I just went outside a while ago, and so we got a little rain out here in Riverdale and probably across the rest of Georgia. But we're glad that you have joined us this morning. And, of course, this past Sunday was Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday was the entrance of Christ into Jerusalem when they laid the palms down, bushes down on the ground, and Jesus came into the city, not in a limo or a stretch limo, but he came in the city on a donkey. And when he came into the city on the donkey, a very interesting question was asked. And this now this is in Bible time, but I want you to know that this question is still asked in 2021 on March the 31st. This is the last day of this month. Matter of fact, Mike would say that this is hump day. For the month of March, and March have just marched slap out of here, boogity boogity. It's just about gone after this program today. But when Jesus was going into the city, as we would recognize on the calendar now of Palm Sunday, and I really don't want you to get sort of twisted or freaked out about Easter. Some people do. I'd like for you to get freaked out over that we're not doing as much as we ought to do for evangelism. I'd like for you to get freaked out because we're not doing as much as we can for praying for others or seeing that others get some of the things that they need, especially during a tornado or a storm or feeding them. That's what I want you to get stressed out over. But I don't want you to get stressed out over Easter because it's on you. It's a holiday. It's here. It's got to be. And so many people, when they was growing up, you had Easter eggs and you colored them and you got your little grass and gave your kids some toys and some little buckets and all kinds of little things. Then when you got grown and you obeyed the gospel, whatever, now you thought Easter was a pagan day, but it's just a mindset that you got for it. But listen at this question. Listen at this question that was asked when Jesus went into the city. I want to get on down to verse, this is in Matthew chapter 21, and I want to get on down to verse number 9, but I want you to read Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11. Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11, but I'm going to start with verse number 19, but verse number 9. He says, "And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Verse number 10. "And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth and of Galilee." You notice that phrase that they mentioned there? Out of all that he had done, now this right here is coming to the end of his life, 33 years, and he had healed the sick and raised the dead and caused a blind man to see and fed 5,000, 4,000, and his ministry now is about to come to an end. So who would be asking this kind of question? And I'm thinking that here in 2021. On March the 31st, there's still somebody around you. There's still somebody in your family, in your association, in your daily walk that's asking this question when you bring up the name of Jesus in verse number 10. "And when he was come to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Is this?" And verse number 11 says, "And then the multitude responded to them by saying, Oh, this is Jesus, the prophet Nazareth in Galilee." So they had to be told then, after all that he had done, and they have to be told now, all that we're trying to do and to accomplish. And I looked at that verse Sunday. I used that verse on our program Sunday for our worship service. And I looked at that verse as to say, boy, we are way behind on our evangelistic efforts. Because we still have people in 2021 asking that same question about Jesus, who is Jesus. Now, I mentioned to you that Sunday was Palm Sunday, and this coming Sunday is known worldwide by Easter Sunday. Now, I'm not really sure how the bunny rabbit and the Easter eggs got involved in this, but it's there. And I just don't want you to go head over heels trying to convince people that we don't do nothing on Easter, because you'd be a hypocrite if you say that, because I know so many who say that, and then you do right the opposite. You're gonna do something this Sunday that you won't do all out of all the rest of the Sundays. You're just a big old hypocrite. You're gonna fix a special dinner. You got grandkids. You're gonna do something for them. Or something of the sort. So don't be a hypocrite. But for some of you all out there who just a diehard Church of Christ, and you say, well, Easter ain't in the Bible. Well, in Acts chapter 12, let me just lay this out there with you, and then you can chew on it or do what you want to with it. Acts 12 and verse number 4. Acts chapter 12, you say, because sometimes we believe if it ain't in the Bible, then it ain't so, as they would say. But at least the word is in the Bible, and you can do what you want to with that. But he's in Acts chapter 12, verse number 4, after he appeared unto them, as a matter of fact, they was getting ready to deliver him up to the soldiers. They was getting ready to punish him and to put it, actually to kill him. When they were getting ready to kill him and to punish him, and verse number 4 says, the very latter part of that verse says that they had delivered him up, and the soldiers had taken hold on him, and then they intended, look at that phrase, intended after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Now, the word is in the Bible, so we can't say that it ain't in the Bible. Now, how we use it and how what we actually apply it to is another situation. But the Bible says that they intended after Easter to bring him forth to the people in Acts chapter 12 and verse number 4. In our song books, a good song leader will sing some of the appropriate songs for the occasion, whether it be Christmas. Some of you don't believe in Christmas, but we got a lot of Christmas songs in the book, in our songbooks, and even on patriotic days like the 4th of July, or whenever we're trying to celebrate our Memorial Day for our Army people, and different things like that. So a good song leader, this coming Lord's Day, Easter, as we would call it. But in referring to that, he was singing songs related to that day to bring our minds and to bring our hearts and our souls back to that, like A Wonderful Savior. A Wonderful Savior, that's a beautiful song to sing. And then He Lives, Our Savior, Risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living. And then Lo, in the grave He lay, up from the grave He arose. And then, Because He Lives, a beautiful song that we can sing. Now, you can sing these songs anytime that you want to, but they'd be more effective if you sing them on the date. And then, I Believe in Jesus, which was one of my favorite songs. And I can't wait to really get back into corporate worship. When we get back in corporate worship, we ain't going to have no two songs and a prayer. Well, we're going to sing for about 35, we're going to sing about 45 minutes. I mean, we're going to let that thing rip. Because it's been over a year since we have worshiped together where we could actually sing some of these songs. And so we're not going to ask the song leader, which I'm going to be one of them, and you'll have to get past me to do that. We ain't going to sing no one song and a prayer and then a half a song before the preacher. You're going to get the mother load. I can't wait to get back where we can sing. So, because He lives, I believe in Jesus. How great Thou art! He bore it all. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. Beautiful song. Lift Him up. I know that my Redeemer lives. Oh, you can't. Don't pass that song. call your song leader up and tell them about some of these songs. I know that my Redeemer lives. You can't pass that up. And then, of course, for your communion, I gave my life, or when I survey, or on the old rugged cross, so we could sing that song. And he paid a debt that he did not owe, and we owed a debt we could not pay. And to God be the glory. And then, of course, stand up for Jesus. Stand up for Jesus. And just so many of these beautiful songs. The great Redeemer, glory to his name. I will sing the wonderful song. Oh, just all these beautiful songs that we could sing this coming Lord's Day. Now, since Sunday is coming up, but I won't be on this program on Sunday, let me just mention this to you, that Jesus, when we talk about the word Easter, Easter is a celebration of the body resurrection of Jesus Christ. According to the Bible, occurred 3 days after his resurrection, after his crucifixion. And then in Matthew 12, verse number 40, he said, as Jonah was in 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And of course, that's what Easter is all about, is his resurrection. I mean, being able now to wash away our sins. And there were at least four cities involved in Christ's life. Bethlehem, where he was born, and Nazareth, where he grew, started his, where he grew up and matured, and then Capernaum, where he started his ministry, and then of course Jerusalem, where he died, and we can follow. And one of the things is we can follow his history from birth to death. Now a lot of people can't do that, but with the Son of God, you can follow from the time that they even started mentioning him coming into the world until he finally got here, and then his activities, and then finally his death. I hope you have a wonderful worship service this coming Lord's Day. Use some of those songs, and God will bless you in a mighty, mighty way. Why? It's because he is risen. Why seek you the living among the dead? Father, bless the families today that are in bereavement. Bless the families today that are in that are helping someone with a health care issue, whether it be at home or at the hospice or wherever it might be. Just bless us as we're up and down on these dangerous highways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.